Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 12th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. According to code seen by 9 to 5 Mac, Apple is planning another new watch face option for watchOS 7. iOS 14 code indicates that Apple is developing a new digital watch face called International. As the name suggests, this face will show flags from different countries. The flag designs will take up the entire watch face, similar to photo watch faces. We don't yet know details on what complications this international face will support, but you can get a look at the flag designs themselves at the link in the show notes below. New watch faces are often one of the most popular features in a watchOS update, and it appears that watchOS 7 will be a big one. As we reported earlier this week, there will also be a new Infograph Pro watch face, as well as the ability to share watch faces with other people, new features for the Photos face, and much more. In other news, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out today with a pair of new investor notes. In the first document, Kuo says that Apple is accelerating the product pipeline for new MacBook laptops. Based on this, Kuo says he now expects Apple to deliver new MacBook Air and MacBook Pro models during the second quarter with the new Magic Keyboard option. So this means that the Butterfly keyboard will have flown away on all Apple laptops by June. Previously, Kuo had predicted that the 13-inch MacBook Pro would get the new Scissor Switch keyboard during the first half of the year, and the MacBook Air would follow a few months later. But given the positive reviews of the 16-inch MacBook Pro, Apple is accelerating that timeline. But one thing that's unclear is whether the update coming this summer is a new version of the 13-inch laptop or the 14.1-inch laptop that Kuo has previously reported. It is possible that Apple is saving the 14-inch unveil for later this year. It also makes sense for Apple to get these new MacBook Pro and MacBook Air models out in the public in advance of the back-to-school shopping season. There are undoubtedly many schools and students holding off on buying a new MacBook until the more reliable keyboard is available across the entire lineup. In any normal year, these laptops would make a perfect WWDC announcement. But as we've said before, it's highly unlikely that Apple will hold WWDC as usual this year, or even any product keynotes for the foreseeable future, due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Second, Kuo said in another investor note that Apple will release its first ARM Mac as soon as the end of this year, with a shipment timeframe of Q4 2020 to Q1 2021. Apple currently uses its own ARM processors in the iPhone and iPad, and it's long been expected to transition its Mac lineup as well. Kuo doesn't provide more technical details about the start of the Mac transition to ARM, but Apple is widely expected to begin the shift with a laptop of some sort. This is mainly because laptops have performance capabilities in line with the latest iPad Pro. And when Apple introduced the new iPad Pro, it claimed it was faster than 93% of PC laptops. That iPad Pro chip will be 2 years old when the ARM Mac arrives later this year, according to Kuo's timeline. And looking further out, Kuo expects a radical major redesign of Apple's MacBook line in 2021. Apple has used the aluminum unibody and glass enclosure for more than a decade, but it's not yet clear what this new design would look like in 2021. Last but not least today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
A few notable deals over at 9to5Toys include Apple's upgraded 13-inch MacBook Pro with 512 gigabytes of storage for $1,699. That's $300 off and a match of the Amazon all-time low price. You can also pick up various official Apple iPhone 11 and XS cases starting at $24 over at Amazon as well. You'll find just about every style on sale, making it a great time to pick up a new case for the latest iPhones. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5toys.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can get all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and I'll be off tomorrow, but be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.